On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Off the Ball Rugby.
The big shot from Sam Prendergast on James O'Connor. Like we've talked a lot ad nauseum around his physicality. If it's there once, it's there multiple times.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Today we're taking a spin around Dublin in Renault's powerful new hybrid SUV, the Austral. Combining 200 horsepower with a full hybrid system, the Austral makes no compromises on power or eco-efficiency. And don't forget the integrated smart tech. Hey Google, give us directions to the Aviva. Today we're joined by women's rugby icon, Grand Slam winner and coach of the year, Fiona Hayes, who'll be giving us her two cents on Ireland's upcoming match with South Africa this weekend. Welcome to Backseat Pundits. Australia at the weekend. 46-19 was the final score. I think every headline coming out during this week has been hat-trick hero.
Yeah.
And it was difficult to know maybe which hat-trick hero they were talking about at first. I think after about Sunday at 6 o'clock, the headlines changed and the meaning of that changed to a certain Troy Parrott over in Hungary. Did you watch the football?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
It was.
It's been a while since I cried at sport now, and that was one of them. Yeah, it was, well, actually, the Women's World Cup as well.
But as an athlete, seeing other Irish athletes have that success, does it stir something in you?
I think as an athlete, when you see other Irish teams on their eyes as well, like, it won't be discussed, but like, if the rugby, you probably lose kids out playing rugby as well, because they're obviously looking at the soccer and they're saying, yeah, I want to be, yeah, I want to win, I want to be, when you're like 7, 8, 6. So I think it'll be good, the lads will be a bit of motivation as well to get Irish rugby back. A big win against South Africa, we'll have everybody talking about the rugby again.
Did you get the sense that we were back at the weekend? There's been a lot of talk of kind of this being the performance we needed in this autumn series.
By final whistle, when you look at the players' faces, that's how you know. And when you look at the management faces, Andy Farrell was smiling, the lads on the pitch were delighted. So I think that shows that they are happy with where they got to. Obviously there's always going to be mistakes, but leading into this South African game as well, it was huge for them to have a confidence booster like that. Yeah. And that scoreline, 46-19, I mean, it's the biggest win against Australia, and I think it's what was needed for this weekend ahead, because it's going to be one hell of a battle.
They looked low on confidence in the first two games, whereas in this, when everything started to click, it felt like they were playing with a confidence they hadn't had yet.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes that can even be like one big moment or one player. And Mac Hansen fitting into fullback, he brought that X factor, that sing, that excitement to the crowd. So that one player can lift the crowd, which in turn lifts the team. Yeah. And you could see under the high ball in particular, when he catched his footwork, everyone around him was more relaxed. Sam in turn then was able to relax because they knew that backfield was protected.
Yeah, and South Africa, I mean, at the end of the day, they won't be as poor in covering the backfield.
No.
Jack obviously came on.
Yeah.
Played really, really well as well. They offer such different things, and going into the South Africa test, it kind of feels like it's great that we have two tens playing on form, and Andy can kind of pick and choose, okay, we're facing this battle in this game, maybe Jack suits this game plan more, next time it's Sam. How do you feel going into this? It feels, looking on paper, this is going to be a physical test. We know the world champions are big, they're powerful. Jack probably carries that little bit of extra muscle. He can carry it into contact, get his hands free, but also defensively, which is still kind of Sam's area of weakness, he can kind of front up a little bit more. So on paper, it feels like he would be the 10 for this weekend. Do you think Andy Farrell maybe has different plans? I see a wry smile on your face.
I think he'll start Prendergast this weekend.
And why is that? Is it just the attack he unlocks, or?
I think in Andy's head that right now he would view Prendergast as his number one. That's what I would think. I obviously don't know that.
Yeah.
But that's what the impression I'd see from what we've seen over the last while in selection. I'm sure that he would like Jack's physicality in defence, but what that spiral kick, that kicking game, that distribution that Sam had last week, I think he'll be looking at Ireland's attack, and he wants, on the back of last week, I think he'll push on and try and give Sam that. Personally, I'd like to see Crowley start to absorb all that physicality and use someone like Sam then coming off the bench. Now, I know...
Once South Africa get tired.
Well, I don't know. Do South Africa get tired? Yeah. That's the problem.
We haven't seen it yet.
Because they bring on that bomb squad, so it's like a whole new team coming on. I think he'll go with Sam, but I personally would love to see Jack starting solid defensively. I think he's actually attacked really well when he's been playing, and then Sam comes on with, we saw a little bit of X factor, you know, when he came on off the bench the last day. He's got that little switch inside with Tommy O'Brien, some really nice kicks landing on the money, so it would be good to give him like maybe that 50-55 minute mark. He can come on and go hard, but the problem is he probably wants to start his attack, and he's 10, give him the majority of this game. I'd say it would be hard, albeit if the game is tight, I think it would be hard to take off at 10 if it's going well for them, and have a set kind of in this last test, have a set, because I felt like he's done that in the last three games. He's been like right around the 50-60 minute
some
mark, he's off.
Yeah.
But I think against South Africa you probably can't predict how things are going to go and have that set in stone.
So we know Razzy Erasmus always has tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah.
He'll come with something else to try this weekend. As a coach yourself, if you're Andy Farrell, you're the management team for Ireland, how do you prepare for that? Prepare for kind of the unknown element that Razzy always brings?
Look, Razzy's a class act. I love watching what he's going to do now. Or even, you know, even they, I think it was during the Rugby Championship, they did a maul off a pop from a 9 to a forward, and then they set up they done a line out lift.
I remember that. It was all over the internet.
But it actually, after that, the camera actually went to, I was watching it live, the camera went to Gerry Flannery, but he was tipping Razzy. You know, it went to the forwards coaching Gerry. So I was like, that Razzy must have come up with that one. You know, he must have said, lads, let's try and shake it up a bit. So I love watching what he's doing. Even just how he reacts with the media, you know, he follows one team in the lead up. He's now on Twitter only following Ireland. He deletes everyone else.
Does he? Oh, I didn't know that.
So he basically, he'll have like 300,000 followers and he'll go following one, and it's Ireland this week. So it's like Irish rugby. So he's
mental
It's brilliant. I love watching how he does that. But certainly his players back it up for him and how they're playing. I think as a coach, an opposition coach, you have to park that. So you can't even, the bench in particular, you'll probably have to go forward heavy, because you know you'll probably have to do that 6-2 split, because you know that they're going to unlock a huge bench on 55 minutes, and just the power, the strength, the set piece that South Africa are immense at, you'll need fresh legs to be able to deal with that. So that, I think, is the only side of things that you'll probably work around South Africa, which you do to other teams as well. The biggest thing for Ireland, I think, going into this weekend, and it's an easy thing to say, but they're going to have to really, that scrum is going to have to be unbelievable, because you do not want to give South Africa a go forward ball off that, or even advantage, because they're unbelievable. Their kicking game is superb, and they'll go after you at Mull as well. Because I did hear talk about Paddy McCarthy starting. Not that he's not good enough, but we know Porter obviously is tried and tested. So it's actually a funny one, because we know other teams are looking at Porter and trying to get in refs' ears and showing him clips and saying, oh, you know, look, he's angling in here, or he's doing this. So you might shake things up a little bit if you did start Paddy McCarthy, but certainly what Porter provides for this Irish team is unbelievable, and half the time he is legal. It's just whatever whatever's in the ref's head. So especially in recent years, I know before there might have been certain angles, but I think he's tidied up that area unbelievably well. And we know South Africa as well, like the hooker and the tight end will probably go after him and try and push him out. So you see there's little things, that battles that go on there. But certainly I think that battle at scrum will be huge, and also that chop tackle and killing the ball. Ireland have to be on the money, because when South Africa come after you, it's all internal. Like, they're big pick and goes. Like, there's very few teams who'll pick and go 20 metres out or 30 metres out, but South Africa will go after you wherever they see a weakness. Yeah. So if Ireland aren't tight in that internal area, they'll pick them apart in there.
Yeah, we'll get to the chop tackle and kind of goal line defence in a second, but just angling back to Paddy McCarthy for a second, talk to me as a former back, so I know very little of what goes on in the scrum. What does he do that people are so impressed by? And, you know, we had 100% in the scrum last week.
Yeah.
No penalties against him. And as you alluded to, it's hard to know with Porter if it is something he's doing or if it's a preconception sometimes a ref comes in with. I remember talking to him at the presser about the New Zealand game and he was saying, you know, it is frustrating because you feel like you're doing everything right.
Yeah.
And you're talking to the ref and you're still... But what is the difference? What is the different picture that Paddy seems to be showing in, for example, that Australia game?
Paddy McCarthy and his scrummaging, he's so disciplined.
Mm.
So a lot of the times, if you watch it, and with newer props, even as a coach myself, I find sometimes they're really trying to impress and they're trying to go after the other side. What Paddy has done, unbelievable. He's come in, as Alou said, he's got his body shape nice and low. He's been really strong in his upper body. His connections are all really good, but he's sitting and holding that pressure.
Okay.
He's holding that pressure, and if he gets a window, he'll go after it. But it's his ability and his discipline to not go straight in and try and chase a pass.
And in terms of that goal line defence then that you alluded to earlier, obviously, I mean, it was Sam who kind of got run over a little bit for that first Australian try, and then it was actually Paddy McCarthy who just went too high for the second one. It was three repeat tries from Australia that really they didn't deserve. Ireland's ill-discipline kind of got them into that side of the field in the first place, and then it was just kind of their chop tackle. Is that a technique? Is it a not having the grit to kind of get up and hit them as hard as they possibly can on the line? Or is it just a power thing that the players they were going up against were more powerful?
Well, they're going to be up against the most powerful players.
Yeah, exactly. So it's something that has to be fixed come this weekend.
No disrespect to Australia.
Mm.
Look, what I find, it's obviously when you get that close to the line, it's double hits. Okay, so one will have to go low to stop the leg drive and one has to target the ball. So if your connection is underneath the ball or even off, or your tackle low isn't the exact spot and they get a leg drive, then they can fall over you. And it's just, so it's, they'll have worked on that, but it's about the exact points that if the two can hit at the exact same time, no matter how big someone is, that leg chop and that ball tag, it's, there's only one way you're going, and it's a little bit backwards. It might be back a mile, but they'll fall backwards.
Yeah.
So I think where Ireland struggled was the cohesion around working together to make those hits. So as you said, if someone goes low and no one is there to tag the ball and go high, then it's over and they've got gain line and it's much harder to stop. And then sometimes what happens is also that player that's chopped is on the wrong side, so they're going to get an advantage because they are going to get pinned in there. South Africa are definitely going to pin you in there. So I think what they'll look at this week, because South Africa are so, so dominant in that area, and sometimes you just can't stop them. Let's be honest, if their discipline is good and their ball carry is perfect, it's very, very hard to stop. You might stop them internally, but then the space will be out wide because you'll have to drag a couple more players in. So what I think Ireland...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
will work on a little bit better this week is the cohesion on how they set up and how they both attack the ball together in the pairs. And that's all you can work on. And hopefully after a couple of hits is what, in general rugby, if you can get 3-4 of those in and they go backwards, teams tend to panic and move the ball away from that area. So if Ireland can get that going in defence, they'll probably frustrate South Africa a little bit, who might try and spin it wide a little bit quicker than usual.
Okay, and what else do they need to do? Obviously, we know that goal line defence, I mean, if they defend like they did against Australia, South Africa will be licking their lips at that opportunity. But in terms of, it's hard to take away any negatives from a game that looked so fantastic. But part of it was because Australia weren't up to the level that South Africa are going to be. So what do you look at in that game and think, okay, yes, fantastic, things clicked. It was a lot sharper than the previous two games. But these are things that we're going to need to work on if we're going to defeat world champions.
So the biggest thing, I think, will be discipline. It'll be absolutely huge. So I think Matthew Carley is ref at the weekend. So they would have looked at every little area that he is hot on. And they'll have to. So with Australia, and you said as well, that if you give teams the ball and you turn it over or give away stupid penalties and they kick up the line, that's when Ireland were put under the most pressure. Yes, the line out, a defensive line, it has been actually working quite well, and they've turned over a few balls. But I feel like the biggest thing is discipline. And if you look at any penalty count about teams that have beaten South Africa, their penalty count is normally under 8.
Okay.
So like,
I think we were 9 at the weekend.
We were 9 at the weekend. So like, anything, people want less penalties, but anything under double figures is generally good enough. What frustrates coaches and teams and people watching is that if there's 6 in a row, do you know what I mean, and you're disciplined for most of the game and then you just let loose, that's where you might say, oh, they had loads of penalties. Probably didn't, but it was just in an area of pressure. So I think what Ireland will have to do is around that ruck area and just be so
squeaky clean,
but so clinical, even around their own ruck and how they're clearing out. So Ireland, like, we know we've got a Gibson Park, an unbelievable kicker. Lowe, I presume, will start, and an excellent kicker. As well as that, the likes of Lowe and Gibson Park are exceptional in giving us up over that halfway line and relieving that pressure. So the kicking game is a huge battle. But for me, when it's against South Africa, it's that discipline. It's that area around the ruck. If you give them easy access, early doors, they might take 3 points. But Razzie loves putting the foot on the juggler, and to the corner, they know how destructive their maul is, or their 5 metre tap penalties. They rarely come up with these magical ones because they just pull those over. Yeah. You know, they don't need to.
They don't need all the tricks.
Yeah. They're scoring it off it anyway.
Yeah, and despite the magic of Ryan Baird in the lineout, it won't be as easy to steal 4 of South Africa's lineouts as it was Australia's.
albeit the, like, 2 of their guys that had got red cards are about to ask you about that. Yeah, like, they are master. Dieger is unbelievable, but you've got Eid Smith in there. He's like, he's something special when it comes to lineout. And it's very interesting, right? If you watch the last 2 games, and I know Razzie spoke about it afterwards, saying, because he was giving out about the red card, saying, poor old Khaleesi on his 101st cap, had to come off both times. But there's very few teams, and I've watched this, that will actually sacrifice a back rower for a second rower. Very few.
Okay.
Like, until I've seen South Africa, I'd nearly be 90% sure that it's a back rower that would, if a second rower got, you'd always get a hybrid back rower to go in there because you want someone. But they value their set piece so much that they took off their 7 and brought on another second row. It just shows how important the set piece, the line out, the line out defences to them, that's the immediate thought straight away. So they're so focused on how good their set piece is that they'll kind of give up, I suppose, having someone like a fresh back rower around the pitch.
Lote was banned for 4 games, but they're appealing that, so we'll know that kind of today. And then in the other one, we'll hear from the disciplinary hearing tomorrow. But how much does that weaken them coming into this weekend? Not just from the loss, but I suppose playing 2 back-to-back games with 14 men, they are going to be tired.
No, I'll tell you why, because the game against Italy, they probably most, I know they had experienced players in there.
They rested
a lot of the big guns. So they would have had 2 weeks off.
Mm.
You know, essentially they would have done training this week, probably just a few bits last week. So I'm not too sure about that, because I think South Africa have the ability to look fresh all the time, even if you watch them in the Rugby Championship. And they could be back-to-back away in Argentina, you know, going to whatever the game. They very rarely look tired,
okay.
I find. You know, you might look at Australia or Argentina, I'll just use them for example, will come up with this unbelievable win away to the All Blacks or away to South Africa, and then next week you'll see them at home or somewhere and they probably don't look as fresh.
Mm.
Whereas I've never seen that in the Springboks. They just have the ability. A lot is how he uses his bench as well. So they're coming on. It doesn't matter what the scoreline, so they're coming on. So your front rowers are probably playing 49, 50 minutes. There's a very big difference for a prop that's playing that to playing full 80, whatever minutes.
Porter playing is 75 minutes week in, week out.
So I think he does that right in how he uses his subs. But also, Australia didn't have the ability to change players there. You know, they probably didn't have as big a squad or as... You know, they wanted to use their big names in all the games. But South Africa against Italy... You know, were unbelievable the week before, and then they had, and even South Africa spoke about how they were disrespected at people saying that it's their second string team. They actually could probably have three teams that you would say it could potentially be a starting Springbok team.
I think that's what makes them world. Yeah. Not just that, but one of the elements that makes them the best in the world is that they have about three players who can play almost every position. It feels like the depth. It's just incredible in comparison to
I will say that they'll probably have to look at the tackle height because they're 2 second rows, two tall guys. And a lot of the time, I know he'll appeal that second one, and to me it looked like he was falling. I thought it was a bit harsh myself. The first one I had no issue with. The second one, I was like, yellow at best, probably. Okay. If you watch it and you slow it down, I don't know how they came up with red. But it's also... As a management, you'll see that they're looking at those areas, because South Africa spoke, Khaleesi took a shot to the head that was similar, but obviously the TMOs have been told, look at the high shots, and they're focusing in on that area. So it'll be interesting to see, will they change? They won't change much, but they'll probably have to look at tidying up that area, not to give the ref or the TMO or anyone else a chance to come in on things.
Here, world champions at the Aviva on Saturday night. Can Ireland beat them?
Yeah.
Let's ask
that
first.
Don't ask me to score.
Let's ask that first.
Yeah, I really do believe. If you look at the last, now South Africans will disagree, but if you look at the last five games, South Africa have only won one in the last five. We seem to peak against South Africa. It's like we just bring the A game, and we know with how good and how dominant they've been that hopefully we can bring it at home in the Aviva on Saturday. That's the hope. So I believe they can. Will they?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Look, I think it'll be close. And I'm going to say Ireland can nick it again by a point or 2 points. They have the ability to do it. And I think the bench last week came on and made a big impact. So I'm expecting the same from whoever Andy names this week. I'm expecting the same thing. So I'm going to say Ireland.
And it'll be close either way, I presume?
Ah, very close. Look, and Ireland will have to get, you know, be able to sustain that South African pack and scrum, and hopefully maybe discipline might come into it. We'll see. But if Ireland can be on their best behaviour as well, they might rattle South Africa.
All right, here's hoping. Fiona, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Make sure you stay tuned in to Off the Ball for all of our coverage of a packed rugby season. A massive thank you to Renault for sponsoring this series, and check out their new series of hybrid powertrain vehicles, the Austral, the Capture, and the Symbioz. The Renault range is reliable and comes with a 5-year warranty.